I suppose all of us would like to leave some lasting reminder of our time here on Earth. For most, it's our offspring, but a few leave a legacy in the built environment. Such a man was Condi B. McCullough, Oregon's master bridge builder. From 1919 to 1935, he was the Oregon Highway Commission's bridge superintendent, and he got with the program, designing and building over 600 highway bridges. The 20s and 30s were an ambitious time for Oregon, and highway construction was one strategy used to create jobs during the Great Depression. So the Roosevelt Military Highway along the coast route, originally surveyed by the Murphy brothers in 1858, became Highway 101, and the prodigious skills of Condi McCullough produced bridges that combined function with beauty and whimsy. McCullough came to Oregon from Iowa to teach engineering at Oregon Agricultural College, today Oregon State. But he thought engineers were, quote, taking all of the romance out of our fair earth, end quote. So when he was offered Oregon's top bridge designing job, he jumped at the chance to make the theoretical functional. And what a job he did. His bridges, such as the span over Yequinna Bay at Newport, feature Egyptian obelisks, soaring arches, and fluted columns all wrapped in an Art Deco feel. The combination of styles and architectural periods shouldn't work together, but they do, and that was his genius. One of the thrills of living in Oregon is meandering down the coast highway with no set schedule and admiring the diversity and ingenuity of his designs, such as the Wilson River Bridge at Tillamook, the first ever reinforced concrete bowstring bridge in the United States, or the Siuslaw River Bridge in Florence, with its twin arches and four Art Deco spires where the span opens. The Umpqua River Bridge at Reedsport is the only steel swing span bridge still in operation, and the Patterson Memorial Bridge over the Rogue River at Gold Beach is a National Historic Civil Engineering landmark. My favorite is the Cape Creek Bridge in Lane County. Built in 1932, it looks like a Roman aqueduct with rows of columns over rows of arches. Each is functional and each beautiful. Condi McCullough thought a man should have knowledge outside his specialty to be effective, so he went to law school in 1928 and later wrote a two-volume work on the engineer at law with his son John. It was his belief, borne out in his structures, that all fields of knowledge overlap. After all, trust and trestle come from the same Latin root word. Take a minute when you drive around our beautiful state to appreciate the practical, artistic legacy of a great Oregonian, Condi B. McCullough. This is John Frohnmeyer.